Nighttime always hits the hardest, for me at least. And it's crazy because in summertime, the nights aren't as heavy. But wintertime, it starts getting darker earlier, and the thoughts start kicking in earlier, and the depression hits a little bit deeper than it usually would in the other seasons. Seasonal depression is a real thing, something that I go through immensely, and it's something that a lot of people, thousands of people, including you, go through. Depression isn't something that is simple. It's very complex. It digs deep into your fears, into traumas, into reminiscing about the person that maybe isn't in your life anymore. And the thing with depression is it's not kind. It's not your friend. It can pull you to some very dark places. Places that may even feel like they're impossible to escape from. The thoughts will fill back in your head, the thoughts telling you that you don't deserve to be here. The thoughts telling you that you're tired and you don't have what it takes to keep pushing, to keep holding on. The depression that keeps you in the house. You don't want to leave. You don't want to have fun. Or it's not even that you don't want to, it's that you don't remember how to have fun, to be happy, to feel joy. Depression is almost like memory loss. You forget about the things that once made you happy. You don't know what makes you smile. And the funny thing is you can tell yourself to fake it until you make it. But you almost get frustrated with yourself in those moments because you know that you're faking it. And you know how fake pretending to feel happy can be. So you just sit in it. When I say it, I mean your depression. You let it swallow you whole. Seasonal depression is something that is so hard. And a lot of people don't make it out of that. And if you're one of those people who feels like you can't make it out, I'm going to be the person to tell you that you can. Let me be your motivator. Let me be your hope. Let me be your reminder that you're more than the thoughts in your head. You're more than your depression. See, the thing about our demons is that they were trained to fight. They're training for a long time, much longer than your faith was ever trained. So when we fight our demons, sometimes we lose. And sometimes we get tired of fighting and we just have to surrender. And that's okay. But when you fall down, and when you get tired, you're supposed to rest for a second and eventually get back up. This life is a gift, and at times it might not seem like it. At times you're going to be tired. At times you're going to be hopeless. You're going to feel like giving up. You're going to feel like you gave everything that you had. And maybe you don't have anything left to give, but I promise, each day that you wake up, that is your hope. That is your clear sign that you have a purpose here. And if you haven't found your purpose, you have to keep looking for it. All the happiness, all the joy, all the healing, all the life that you're looking for is in you. It's all in you. You just have to be here to find it. And when I mean be here, I don't only mean be alive, but I mean be present. Because another thing with depression is dissociating is a real thing. When our bodies and our minds are in such amounts of stress and fear, we immediately, that's our body's response is to dissociate. It's our brain's way of protecting us because it feels like we can't handle all the stress, which is true. And dissociating can waste a lot of life, a lot of minutes, a lot of moments. Do you ever wonder why you think back to certain points in your life and you can't remember? You'll think and you'll think and you'll think and you'll go, God, why can't I remember that? That's you dissociating. It's a trauma response. It's a protection response. But in order to live, you have to be present. And it's a good thing that our minds do that. But sometimes we can dissociate automatically without even realizing it because we train ourselves to not go through the hard stuff when sometimes we need to. The hard stuff is what leads to growth. The hard stuff is what leads to the light. You always have to walk through the dark first to reach the light, and that's something that I need you to remember. Because it's just like the universe that we live in. It's not bright all the time. The sun's not always up and it's not always shining and the weather's not always clear. Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it pours. Sometimes it storms and it's scary and it can last for days, but eventually the sun comes right back up. Might be gloomy for a while until then, but the sun always shines again. And I need you to apply that to life because it's so true. It's common. That's what us humans and the universe has in common, is that it's not always clear. It's not always daylight. It's not always nighttime. Life is difficult sometimes, but it's so worth living. You're here for a reason. You might not understand that reason right now, but you will. Another thing with depression and seasonal depression and suffering is that misery is inevitable. Sometimes we're going to be miserable in life. Sometimes life brings us misery, but suffering, that's a choice. You have to choose to suffer. And I know that might sound mean or negative, but it's very true. You are what you allow, and that goes for emotions too. It's okay to sometimes be sad for a couple days. It's human. It's nature. It's natural. But how long are you going to let that stick around for? It's easy to get comfortable in our sadness, actually. It's easy to get comfortable in our depression, but at some point we have to shake it off and remember who we are and remember who you are. I need you to know that you're loved. And if you are going through seasonal depression right now, I want you to know that it's going to be okay. Everything eventually does subside. Emotion subsides. Sadness subsides. It'll be light again. And it will be dark again. But there's always light. I love you. And I'll talk to you soon.